So I said they had similar issues in Peterborough. We can now speak to Julie Howell, Green Party councillor for Orton Waterville in the city. Welcome to breakfast, Julie.
Good morning.
So just remind us what the issue was where you live.
Yeah, it's quite a different one, actually. Listening to what Tim Crook said there, that's absolutely horrific. It sounds extremely frightening. But a different kind of problem here. So we have an industrial estate within Orton Southgate, which is a part of the ward that I represent. And at night, mostly at weekends, but also sometimes on weekdays as well, there were groups of people who were taking their souped-up cars to the industrial estate and drifting them around roundabouts. And drifting is a practice where basically the car goes out of control and you kind of skid around the roundabout. And the huge problem that we had with that, you may think, well, it's an industrial estate, it's not really bothering people at night. Very, very close to very dense housing estate, the noise was just horrendous, and the smell was also disgusting. So it was that. It was a very different sort of problem to the one they're having in Chesterton, but was no less distressing for the residents affected.
And what did you do to stop it?
Well, the main message I'd like to give to the folk in Chesterton, it's great they're talking to the police, but what you need to do is get the police to be proactive rather than reactive. So for many months, we were told, well, whenever this happens, call the police on 101 and they'll come out. The police would never come out, particularly on a Saturday night, because there was far too much going on elsewhere in the city where, you know, lives were at risk. And it's perfectly understandable that the police wanted to prioritise those other issues. But instead, the police started to be proactive about this. They made use of the Antisocial Behaviour Act of 2003, and on at least three separate occasions now, they've issued what are called dispersal orders. So when they've known it's likely that this activity is going to be going on, because sometimes there would be car cruises in the city, which are entirely different thing, which are absolutely fine, we have no problem with, when car enthusiasts gather together. Sometimes it would attract these antisocial types of drivers. The police would issue a dispersal order, which would prevent anybody with these cars from gathering together. If they refused to move on, they would be arrested. And we found this to be really, really effective. And finally, residents are getting full nights of sleep.
Well, thank you very much, Councillor Julie Howell there, who represents the Greens in Orton Waterville on Peterborough City Council.